Blog Talk Radio.
War Steel Records.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk from reloaded, testing to the palace. Better check your matters to find divine savage. Not average, Sonny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin if you're ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turning back the water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I answer if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I press the rose from my garden cause my heat's there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, now if you're glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes counting spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the guff on that Turner style, untainted. A messenger of light, I'm fitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross Wright. Stepping to Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, first to approve. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rise, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, non-comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Making major moves, GQ, with colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
All right, Don Jesus. Welcome. I am your host, Rich Money, and welcome to another episode of Love and Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out and thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, episode. And on that repeat episode of last week, we had Quilla with the GQ General Question. We had up-and-coming artist Miss Cece, and we played her master single Love Till Like Midnight, Stingy and Crazy. We also had on last week's repeat episode Desi Daniels, former lead singer of the 4MDs. Tonight, we have another spectacular show for y'all. We have Sade Ajibor with the GQ General Question. We have up-and-coming group, APE, After Party Entertainment, and we're going to be playing bass-mashing single, Clap for a Stack. We'll find out what's their next step in the music industry. And for our special guest appearance, we have Tanae Jackson. Yes, Michael Jackson's niece will be in the building, and we're going to talk to her about her single, Naughty Girl, and a new single she got coming out, Spotlight. Also, to hear last week's archive, You can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's G-E-E-Q-U-E Palace. And check out the archives. So right now, we'll be right back with Sade and her GQ General Question. This is Rich Money, Love and Entertainment, here on GQ Palace Radio.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
Look, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Whatever, I'll talk to you later. He's not coming.
You know what that means? It's turn up time! Let's go! Are you ready?
My name Wale, sitting on Virgo. Look. Special occasion. Yeah, I put that Mac down,
Word.
She put that Mac on.
Yeah.
That mean I got more game than that Capcom.
Word.
I applaud her,
yeah.
I take my hat off. I give her good wood, she gon' be hacksaw. Jim Duggan, Margiela, every color.
Word.
This loving, you get your groove, so stellar.
Word.
Stellar. And you ain't even gotta ask. Might not be your first, but I'm better than your last.
What do we make a fella spend money that he don't got? Cause it's that high, better be good.
You better be good.
Yeah.
If
I'ma get it, too damn shown up, keep a man at home when I put it on. You better be good.
You better be good.
Yeah.
If I'ma get it, Lord have mercy, keep you mercy.
I'ma need you to prove you're worthy.
Oh.
You won't find another like this, cause you know that you know what to do with it. See, baby, what I got, one and only. And if you want this love, come and show me. But you gotta be good.
Come
and get it. Whoa, can't tell me no. When I put on a show, anything I ask for, you better.
You better.
If I'ma get it, it's so mine, no lie. So damn good, make a grown man cry. You better be good.
Okay, I know what to do with it. 4 minutes, cool, nigga, I'm a fool with it. I'm more than happy to throw it at me, I go and get it. This Louis rag is a yellow flag, no, I'm official, huh? You know I'm giving you the biz, girl, huh? Don't be denied what it is, girl, huh? Put it in your life, in your ribs, girl. Keep playing with me, you gon' get it like an intern, huh? Intern, I make your lips burn. No doubt, toes out, I make them shits curl. Make your dreams real, change the whole world.
Cause
you don't never wanna leave, you go, girl.
Don't get it messed up, I'm special.
With me right now, I have Sade Achibor. Sade, welcome to the show.
Hello,
Sade, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How's everything?
Okay, you sound real relaxed right now.
Yeah,
I'm a little nervousness.
I'm vibing. I'm chilling right now.
Okay. Well, you know, I want to thank you for joining us this evening. Why don't you tell the audience, the listeners, a little something about yourself?
Well, my name is Sade, and I'm a single mother of two. I have my own business. I have a family daycare and a catering business. And that's enough for right about now. That's all they need to know.
Okay,
I got I got it going on.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I do.
So I guess at the end you can let them know, you know, if you're looking for a catering business and everything, to let them know about it. You know, if you choose to or you want to keep it discreet, that's on you, however you feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll do that, I guess, afterwards. I just really want to pick up from where we left off at.
Ooh, okay, so what's your topic for this evening?
My topic for this evening is ratchet baby mamas, females in general. You know, it's a lot of them out there, and they need to come forward, you know? Give us some advice on how to handle them. Vital information is always good.
Ratchet baby mama. Okay, now, what made you choose that particular topic?
Well, you know, picking up from fathers going to court and having to see their children, and, you know, I also felt that it's some females, and, like, it's always a story behind the dudes going to court and, you know, having to go see their children. I mean, there's three sides to the story. It's his side, her side, and then it's the truth. You know, why are you in this situation? What's the cause of the problem? What did you do to her? What did she do to you? Or was there another female involved? You know? Me, myself, I'm going to use myself for an example. I was in, you know, I wouldn't say too much of a love triangle, but it was a situation where I had met this guy and, you know, I just came out of a situation with my first son's father. And so, you know, I'm thinking that, okay, maybe he's somebody that I can talk to or confide in and so on. And later on down the line, he has this crazy baby mama, and she's been calling me for 5 years straight, not to mention that I have a baby by this man now. But his baby mama, she's been calling me for 5 years straight. Recently, she just gave me a break for about maybe a month and a half already now. Big ups to her for that. And you know, it's just a lot. It's a lot. She's really ratchet. She's been calling me. She had her daughters call me, you know. And him not being a man and being truthful with me and letting me know what it really was, you know, it's just this one big incident. I mean, well, just one big mess. Not incident, one big mess. So either I deal with it or I pull myself from out of it. And I chose to pull myself from out of it, but she still continues to mess with me, you know, with the ratchetness, the calling, having the kids play on my phone. I mean, do you have a daytime job? What do? How do you have so much time to think about me?
That's what I was going to say. Do you think he's telling her something?
I know he's trying to play, well, he was trying to play both sides, you know, saying one thing to her because she would call and she would say things, and then he's also, he would say, like, that I said certain things, or he would come to me and tell me that, oh, my baby mom said you called her. I don't have her number. And I know everybody out there know that this is this thing called Google Voice, where you can have multiple numbers, and you can play on people's phones. And most of my texts are from her. Most of my phone calls are from her. I mean, you know, my clientele, sometimes I've changed my number several times, but due to the fact that I kept giving it to him, she always got my number. So I feel like this, you're not showing me no respect, so I have to cut you off. She still has my number because I haven't changed my number. I have a lot of clientele, so either I answer and hang up if it's foolishness, or, you know, if it's my clients, I keep the conversation going.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just, it's ridiculous. As a grown woman, I don't think grown women should act like that. That should be a feel for the children. And nowadays, these young children don't even play games like that.
Exactly. Now, what actually made her start acting like this?
Well, from my understanding, I guess she just couldn't get over him. You know, he broke it off, and then he went back to her whenever he was in need of something, making her feel wanted or as if he wanted to be involved with her. And the reason why I say it like that is because she has said it to me when she called playing on my phone. Not only that, he has done it to me. You know, try to make it seem like he want to come and still want to be bothered with me, but he had another motive. But I was wise enough to look past the foolishness and keep it going. But her, on the other hand, I don't know. She's not strong enough. And I offered to give her some advice. I even offered for her to come out and have a powwow with me and the girls. It don't have to be that way. It really doesn't. And she's much older than I am. So pure ratchetness is just, it's just one word to describe this whole situation.
Now, how do he feel about the situation? Do you feel like he's on your side, or do you feel like he's...
No, I feel like he's just trying to play the both of us, and she doesn't realize it. So that's why I just had to take myself out of the equation, because if you're going to play someone, it's not going to be me. Let it be the person that wants to be played. You're not going to use me, you know, to keep your story going. I just feel like he wants to have a story because everyone else is telling a story, so he needs a story to tell. So he's going to use, you know, my kid's mother. You know, when a boring person don't have nothing to do and they don't have no stories,
exactly,
or they never did nothing exciting. So it's like, hey, I want to have a story too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, how long do you think you actually could go on with this, though? You know, like right now, you said she gave you a break.
Yeah, for
what
about
a good... and then what?
It's nothing I can... I don't think it's really nothing I can do about it, because this has been going on for 5 years, since 2008.
I mean, so
and
how,
I've changed... I've changed my number multiple times, and I just feel like changing my number is nothing I can do about it, you know? It's... She's gonna get it unless I just change it again and never give it to him. You know, I always felt as if I had a what do you call that? If I was on public assistance, she'd get my budget number. You know, she'd know my food stamp case or something, because she would just get my number and just call me. And I'm wondering, like, how is she doing this? I mean, the girl is so good that one time I changed my address on my phone. To my account, I changed my address to my old address, and she called me and she said, I know where you live. You live at such and such Soundview. And I said, damn, this girl is good.
So, I mean, like,
who does she know? Who does she know?
Does she know somebody that's actually giving out your information to her, or something like that? Because
I know she has too much time on her hands. I know that much.
Because it's kind of hard for, you know, a person to, you know, get the information like that unless somebody's giving it to them. Unless they search you up. Or, you know what, like you said, the Google voice. So if you Google your name,
or the Yellow Pages, one or the other.
Exactly. All of it comes up.
The girl, I said, damn it, you good. She should be an FBI agent or something. She's good. That's why I said, you know, all the ratchet females out there, y'all need to share y'all tactics. How y'all do this?
Exactly.
I need to know. We all need to know. No, excuse me. We all need to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, people. Phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. press 1 to go on the air to give your point of view on Sade's topic, or you can stay on the line and hear the show. Now you said she's ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you feel she's ratchet because she's harassing you. But you know that's
and she has her children. She has her children playing on my phone. She's 36. I forgot to mention that. She's 36.
That's what I'm going to say. How old is she? And
she's
does she
36.
Have kids by her, if you don't mind me asking? And
does he have kids by her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So he has kids by her. She's calling your phone. I think he has a lot to do with this situation. But a simple fact is she's finding out too much information about you.
Not only that, do you know what she left on my voicemail at one time? She said, "Hold on, itch. He's going to take you on a mother effing ride. He's going to do you just like how he's doing me and the rest of them chicks out there." So I sat there for a little while like, did she just tell me that this dude was doing her dirty and she still
exactly.
Oh, the ending of the message was, I wish somebody would have gave me heads up, but oh well, F it. Hold on, cause you going on a mother effing ride.
Wow.
That's pure ratchet.
Wow.
That's what you call, I don't know. I don't know if her mother was there for her, if her friends were there for her, I don't know. That sounds like somebody that needs a backbone.
Yeah, she needs more than a backbone. She needs way more than a backbone. Because in a situation like that, it's beyond what it's supposed to be. Because he's supposed to be man enough to come at your defense, either talk to her if he knows that she's doing all this.
To top it off, one time he was at my house, he answered my phone when she called me. So he knew I wasn't lying because he answered the phone. And it's been on 2 occasions. You see, that's why I said I had to step out of the situation, because you're not going to use me to complete your story.
Because that's what he's doing.
Right.
That's exactly what he's doing. And what makes matters worse in the hand is that, how old is he?
Oh,
how old is she?
Gosh, I'm embarrassed.
You know what?
He's 30. He'll be 39 come the 11th.
Wow. So he'll be 39. She's 36. And
I'll be 27.
He'll be 27. Oh, so you like the older guy type.
Yeah, I do. But the mature type, you know, I didn't know that this guy lacked so much maturity. He was, until I really got to know him. It was, oh man.
That's what I mean. He don't sound like he's too mature for him to not even approach her or say anything about her, because he sounds like he's seeing her information, like I was saying. But for him to have kids with her and kids with you, he's probably thinking you on a lower level because you're younger than her. So he
has
a mentality against you to try to make you feel like, you know, you're incorrect about everything that's going on and everything.
Yeah, and that's
like,
exactly.
You can't possibly do that. And
right. You're
so
absolutely
make,
right.
Yeah, so he's trying to make you feel like you're at a younger standard point than her.
Yes. That's why
now,
I step back.
And she still approached you. She still calls you. Now, did you think
still
about
calls
changing
me.
The number again?
Well, being that I have, you know, my business going on, I mean, it would be the smart thing to do, but at the same time, it wouldn't, because that's a lot of people that's going to lose my contact.
Yeah,
that's
so going to
lose contact
like,
with me, excuse me.
Do you feel like she's going to interfere with your business?
I mean, what's the worst she can do? Portray to be somebody else and you know, as far as with the catering, you would have to meet with me. It's not like I make the meals first, do the dinners first, and then come bring it to you, ask for the money. We have to meet up. Even as far as the family daycare, we still have to, you know, meet up. So I'm really not concerned about that. I mean, I should be, but then again, I'm not, because I can't let her stop my money. You know, I don't know what she's doing. I don't know why I'm on her mind so much. I hope I'm not stopping her money flow, but I can't let her do that to me.
I mean, that's something you should consider about, because for the simple fact is, you know, there's no telling what she could be saying about, you know, the business and everything like that. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Wait, say that again.
I mean, what I'm saying is, you should be worried about that, because right now there's no telling what she could be saying about your business. You could contact people, but who's to say she don't know somebody that you contacted and try to downforce your business? You understand? Did you go to the authorities about it? Did you?
You know what? That's something that I never took time to think about. Because it's been going on for, 3 years that I've started my own business and still going. So that's, I really can't put too much thought in that. As of right now, I just know her as, you know, a person that loves to play on phones, send messages through Facebook, make up, you know, fake pages, and I can't, you know, let that interfere with my business.
Did you try contacting the authorities? Because like I said, that's harassment.
I did, but they can't do anything about it because it's multiple numbers. She's not saying her name, you know, even though I know who it is, but there's no way they can link the number back to anybody because it's just, you know, the dummy numbers.
Wow. So she's using the Google voice, like you said, to call you and harass you. I mean, but
yes.
How did you choose to balance that out, dealing with the catering business, babysitting business? Now you got this girl harassing you, then you got to deal with the father, with his nonsense, because he's immature. How do you
sometimes,
deal with
at first, at first, it did bother me. I'm sorry, Rich, go ahead.
No, I said, and being a mother. Go ahead.
At first, it did bother me because it's like I'm dealing with this man. I didn't know how much of a loser he was until later on down the line, and I caught feelings for him. And I mean, things happen. Then now I have this chick who's just constantly calling me and stalking me. Not to mention, I have his son, and that's something that she always wanted. So I don't know, maybe that's why she's even more upset. But I can't let, I don't want to call her grown, because she's far from grown. I can't let a 36-year-old girl, you know, stop me from caring for my children and taking care of my business. No matter how much she tries to downplay me and make me seem immature to her and everyone else he come into contact with, that can't stop me from being a mother and making money and do what I have to do for me and mine. It does get aggravating sometimes. It really does.
Did you ever think about the fact of her being jealous of you?
No. Actually, that makes me feel good.
Yeah, because that's what I mean. She could be. See, you got to think about it on that part, too. Because you actually have a baby with somebody that she claims that she says she's in love with. You got a business going on. You're young. I seen the picture. You're not ugly. You're attractive. You understand? So maybe she's got a little jealousy going on in her.
Oh, you know what? That's another reason why I said she's ratchet. Do you know she called me? This is just before she stopped calling my phone. She called me and she left on my voicemail. It's a song by Nicki Minaj called Five Star Chick.
Uh-huh.
It was Nicki Minaj and Trina. And this part just kept on going on over and over. I'm a 5-star little mama and you're a 3-star. I'm a 5-star chick. I'm a 5-star chick. And I just thought it was so hilarious because now we're rating ourselves.
Wow. Well, hold on. We have a call on the line. We're going to bring them on. All right?
Okay.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can
Hello?
Hear you.
Can Hello. You hear me?
Yes,
What's
we can
good,
hear
Rich?
You. What's going on? Who are we speaking to?
This is Angie.
Hey.
What's popping?
Did you get a topic for this evening?
No, I didn't. I quit like a little... You know, somebody singing that they're 3 and 5 or something like.
Okay. Well, we have Sade on the line. Sade, go ahead. It's on you. Angie, know what's going on?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Sade. How are you?
It's Angie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so this topic is about ratchet baby mamas.
Oh.
And females in general. You know, just females in general, because there's a lot of ratchetness going on.
It is. It's at an all time high right now. Again,
yes.
A lot of that we have to do. I'm going to say Facebook people because the internet. Period. I'm not just Facebook because there's other spots besides Facebook. The internet.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Right.
It's allowing people to be something that they're totally not. You understand what I'm saying? Again,
right.
You got people in the bathroom taking pictures and all that stuff now that y'all thinking y'all models. And you got, you know, you have strip clubs now. Now they you have the strippers thinking like, okay, we at a high demand right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're what's popping.
Thinking
and whatever.
That you're a really woman.
And like, you know, it's just, again, it's frustrating. I can't even really find the right words right now. And me, I'm never lack for words. But it's crazy because, again, it's at an all-time high right now. But you was talking strictly about baby ratchet baby mamas.
Definitely,
that right
yeah.
there is something
oh,
crazy. And you just be wanting to lay hands and feet on them. Like, listen, sweetheart. Come over to my house. We're going to sit down and let me give you a lesson on how to, on some kind of etiquette.
I asked her, you know, and I said it, and I said, you know, you need some words of encouragement. Let's have a
mm-hmm.
powwow. You need somebody to uplift your spirit, sweetheart.
Yeah.
What you're doing right now is not acceptable.
Right.
You
and
have
it, it
two
actually,
little
it
girls
makes you look,
that you have to set an example for. What are
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Doing?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it makes you look bad. It really makes
two
you look bad.
Girls.
You know, you have some people that they think they're big enough to say what they want to say. You know what I'm saying? And you can't say everything that comes to mind. You can't
No,
do it.
You're absolutely right. Only a fool would do that.
Your tongue will cause your demise. You understand?
Right.
The tongue is deadly. It's as deadly as a nuclear bomb.
It really is.
It really is. It could be the life or death of your person. So it's
mm-hmm.
like,
how do
you know.
How you deal with a situation like that? Do you understand?
Oh,
when somebody just keep calling you and you have a business
yeah.
going on. You a mother. You got this guy who's immature. And how do you get around a situation like that? How do you make the call and stuff? How do you be like, okay, well, listen. I don't have time for this no more. Because you could still stop doing what you're doing, but they could go on and still be like, you know, trying to aggravate you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know what happens? As soon as you step out of your character that little inch, that's when they take that mile. You're like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to maintain my character for them. I'm going to kill them with the intelligence. You understand what I'm saying? So, get it. I'm going to deal with them on a level that they really, really, you know, I'm going to bring them up. I'm going to bring them to my level. I'm going to bring them to where I am.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I felt that way at one point, but.
I know. Trust me. I've been there, done that where you have a baby mama calling all times of night, like,
oh,
the baby
oh,
don't
God.
Feel good or,
God,
come on, sweetheart. You
great.
Already know it ain't about
yeah.
the baby.
Really?
Stop. Yeah, really grow up.
She was calling me, not his phone. No, I'm sorry. After she stopped calling his phone, she started calling mine.
Wow.
This is crazy. You know, dealing with one another, but
right,
you know,
right.
When you know better, you'll do better.
Right, right.
I mean,
well,
but
see, that's
but
what
but
happens
you got,
when you deal with immature people. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Absolutely
she,
right.
I don't care how old she was immature, and people now better learn to protect yourselves and strap up because you don't know really what you're dealing with. You might be lusting for that second, but at the end of the day, this is what you stuck with now.
Nah, so, not necessarily.
Yeah.
Unless you
oh, I mean, no,
keep
but
it moving.
I mean, but you know who suffers is the child suffers. The child suffers at the end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why you have to take precautions. You don't have a condom? Guess what? I keep spare condoms just because.
Mm-mm. Condoms? Where condoms come in at?
Because we're talking about back to baby mamas. You have to be mindful of who you're dealing with. That's my point. So you protect yourself, and then you won't have that problem.
See, but they don't have to be like that at first. It could be a point where, you know, they trying to be civilized, and then who knows if this guy go back and say something to them?
That's true.
What makes them act like that?
Right.
For every action, there's a reaction. I hear you. I understand.
You understand? So it's like, okay, let's say, you know, put y'all to an example, all right? Let's say I'm dealing with Sade, and you be Sade, y'all both my kid's mother, and everything's good, and then I'll be like, all right, well, they too close. So I'll come back and tell you something about Sade, which is going to make you feel like, oh, all right, well, what's going on with her? You understand? And that's going to start
mm-hmm.
something like that.
So you know what he actually, and that's exactly what he did, Rich. He had the audacity to come back and tell me that she told him, F that itch in your son.
She's trying to start something.
I said, she's talking about your son.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm not going to react off her. I mean, I'm not going to react. What do you want me to say? What? She said what? No. That's your son. She said that to you about your son. What
yeah,
did
he's
you
supposed
do about
to check
it?
Off.
And see,
you know?
Think what type of... What type of person is she
to
even
say that about a child?
About
oh,
yeah.
no. Not only that, this is how she's just corny. As a woman, she's corny.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter showed her a picture of my son and said, Mommy, look at my brother. He told me she slapped her daughter and said, get that shit out of my face. I don't give a F about that little boy. He not my family.
Wow, she's just a messed up individual.
Period.
Exactly.
She's a totally messed up individual, and that's just the bottom line. And she's not over the baby's father. Yeah, baby's father, whatever. She's not over him. And for some reason, when people have children with somebody and then they're not together, they still think they have this sort of power over them. They start using the kids against
you. He was still smashing. Yeah, she does that too, but he's still to blame because he
yeah, well, he need
to
man up.
From time
he
to
need
time.
To man up.
He was.
And iron that situation out.
Right.
See, that's the thing. He's not manning up because if you ask me, I think he's the one that started the whole situation.
He's keeping it going. Yep.
He did.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
damn,
my point.
Sure
he's keeping
did.
It going. He's telling her
yep,
one thing, they're going back
going.
And telling other baby mothers something else. Just
well,
so
he likes
won't
that.
He likes that attention.
Because he still wants that control in both households. That's
yeah.
what that
there
is.
You go.
He still wants
there
that control. So I'm gonna go and tell her what I need to tell her about her, and vice versa. He's doing the same thing to both of them.
But as a woman, that makes me look at you as less of a man because why
exactly.
are you coming back telling me what she said to me about your son? You know,
because,
why are
right.
you putting her in her place? That's why
I
step back and I
go
let
ahead.
Her know.
Back. Go ahead.
And I let her know, but, you know, I gave her closure. I'm not dealing with him, nor do I want him.
Right.
I don't think, you know, a real man doesn't act like that. I know how a real man's supposed to act, and it's nothing like
right.
that.
Right.
And I don't even want him around my son. Whether he's my son, father, or not. A lot of people think that children is going to suffer from not having a loser around their kids, and that's
yeah,
never
no.
the case. The
right.
only way your child will suffer is if you keep the loser in the picture. How can you let a loser raise your son? That means you're going to have another loser growing up in a generation. You understand what I'm saying?
They have to learn by example. Yeah, you're right. And that's not one example you want them to follow.
So he's not missing out on anything. Not him, not her, not the little girls. Let me tell you, the children don't have nothing to do with it. But you know what? They're in the situation because of how their mother are. They're only doing what they're being taught.
Right.
And not only that, the apple don't fall too far from a tree anyway. She got the little girl. So I don't want my son around all that ratchetness.
Right, right. Well, see, that's why a lot of times, too, on the flip side, and on the defense of some good men that are out there, that you have some women that use their children against them.
Most definitely.
I'm totally against that as well. Don't use your child, especially if the man is taking care of your child and doing the right by him. And be like, oh,
please.
No, you can't see him because he's dealing with another woman. That's very childish, it's cheesy, and that's ratchet.
Most definitely, but
that's ratchet.
That's another story in its own.
that's ratchet. It's like
story,
you know,
you can't have it
both ways. See, and that's like I was watching Love and Hip Hop one day when the radio host or DJ or whatever, and his
baby
mom supposed to go on business with them and stuff like this. This is just an example of you know how she upset because he dealing with other chicks. And so
and
she gonna stop
years.
Business flow because of that. Like you stupid. You cutting your own nose off right now.
It's been 7 years since they've been together. Yeah, I know that way. Yeah, if it's been 10 years. If your kids are 20 and y'all haven't slept together since they was two.
Listen, when is it gonna be enough already? Like really though? Come on, that's corny.
But it's just the point of what she's trying to do. She's trying to really, I guess, get him out of her life. Which is not going to happen. So she's going to try to get her out of being involved with him. Like you said, he's a loser anyway. So the kid, to me personally, I think the kid is going to take a loss too. Because a simple fact is going to come to the point of he's going to want to know who. If you meet somebody else,
why question?
He's going to want to know who his father is.
I feel like
his father's not around.
I feel because if there's a male figure that he's, you know, that's bringing him up the correct way and showing him how to be a man. I'm just saying in most cases, not some, and even for some people that I've known, that their biological father didn't raise them, but their stepfathers or the men that their mom's been with for years raised them. And it's like, that's my real father? Oh, all right.
Well, let me tell you, that touched home personally for me. Because my own father wasn't there. You understand what I'm saying? And again, I'm like, what was so detrimental? What was so detrimental about my mom to where you didn't even want to raise or be a part of my life? You understand what I'm saying? Like, you didn't really inquire about me to see how I was doing or whatever. And my stepdad was there. He was there. He handled everything or whatever. And I respect him to the fullest with that. And, you know, it was just like the question, it's there. It's going to always be there in the back of my head. Like, why? You know what I'm saying? I'm a part of you. Wouldn't you know? You want to know everything about you? I am you. You understand what I'm saying? So, and it's just important, you know, that kids know, you know, their biological fathers or whatever, because you don't want kids growing up sleeping with their family members anyway. You know what I'm saying?
That too. You're absolutely right about
because
that.
Because it happens.
You know.
It happens. I trust me, that's happened in our family. Like, but you just ask why. Like, why? Why didn't you want to be bothered with me? And it's not like
because
my father was a bum. It's not like he was a bum or, you know what I'm saying, or he had an addiction that held him back from me or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, why? Like, what's the problem?
Yeah,
and then you just miss
the main
out.
Question.
Go ahead, Rich.
And that's the main question. And that's the main question. Why? But the phone lines are open. My line is on fire. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to give your point of view on Sade's topic. Stay on the line to hear the show. This is something that's... I'm gonna be truthful. If the shoe was on the other foot, I would have to approach him and I have to break it down to him and let him know that this is gonna have to come to a cease or it's definitely gonna be
problem. No, but we've had this conversation. Let me tell you how ratchet he is and how why I don't care for a loser to raise my son is because it's his son's birthday. He didn't call his son to say happy birthday or can I stop by to see him.
Wow.
Wow.
So is the child actually missing out?
Go ahead. Is the child missing out? On the fact of knowing who his father really is, his biological father, and which is not his fault, it's the father's fault because he's not taking responsibility as a man, like you said. But hold the line. We have another caller. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Okay.
Yes, I'm
Hello,
here.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hey.
Okay, you got Sade on the
line. I must say I am tickled with this topic. I am too tickled. I'm sitting here laughing. I'm laughing, but it is serious. I'm laughing because there's so many people out there that do accept it nowadays. They think that the ratchetness is good. They think that it's good. They think that it's acceptable.
It's sickening. Yeah. It's sickening.
So I'm laughing, but I'm just listening like, wow. You know, it's so much. To me, it's like, okay, when you determine ratchetness is what when it comes down to being a baby mother or being an ex or whatever the case may be, ratchetness falls under what? Disrespectful, ghetto, what?
I believe it's just all in one. You're ghetto, you're disrespectful, you have no class, no morals.
No, nothing.
So what if he's our kid's father? That doesn't mean you still have to sleep with him.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, why
yep.
you still holding on because you know he's a clown and you know it's not going to happen in a relationship, but just because he's whispering sweet nothings in your ear, that don't mean you should drop your drawers. I mean, he do the same thing to me, but I still got the lock bolted, zipped, and all that. You know, and especially if you know the dude is corny. Ain't no much sweet talking in the world. You're just corny. And then why are you calling everybody, playing on their phones, and then you got your little ratchets in the making, the babies? Don't do that. Don't do that. That's not nice. That ain't cute.
No, you know what? Yeah. That's not nice. That's not cute. I don't even know what to say about that one.
Yeah,
like,
that's
he gonna
that's,
do you. He gonna do you just like how he doing me and the rest of them other chicks out there. No, he's not because I'm not gonna let him do it to me. So thank you for the information anyway. You know?
Again, because nowadays, again, anything goes because you're allowed to hide. You have things to hide behind. Nobody has to tell the truth about themselves anymore. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I understand exactly what you're saying, but you know the truth shall make you free.
Oh, sure.
That's what the Bible says.
Well, again, it's an individual thing. It's all in how you project yourself.
And you're absolutely right.
How you project yourself. If you're going to come off like a hood booger, that's good.
But let me tell you this.
People want to see you like a hood booger.
Let me tell you this.
Oh, here we go.
I haven't. That's another word for, that's everything summed up in ratchetness.
Yep.
The hood booger, you
think? Same category.
Exactly. I haven't spoken to him, and maybe it's been about maybe 2.5-3 months. And the girl was still calling my phone at that time. I don't even let him know when she calls my phone, send me texts, because that's not going to do me any good. It's not like he's going to do anything about it. I don't even let him know.
Mm-hmm.
So, mind you, what I said, 2.5-3 months, he's just called, oh, hey, you just remembered you had a son? Oh, he's fine. Oh, how's everything going? Oh, he's good. Oh, I just wanted to let you know that, my baby mother called and said that you called her and was like, that's why I gave him something you could never give him, which was his son. I said, first of all, click.
Yeah, that's so corny. That is so corny. I mean, and what does she really think that she's accomplishing by doing that?
I don't even talk like that. That don't even sound like me. That's why I hung up, because the nerve of you to even call me 3 months later and tell me something that Miss Ratchet said. I mean, really, come on.
But you know what? Do you think that has a lot to do with the type of men that we pick? So, like, do you think that, like, there was signs showing you that, like, he was ratchet, or you just, it wasn't ratchet, he wasn't ratchet from the beginning, just over time he became ratchet?
Him or her? Because they're
him,
both
because
in the
you,
same category.
Because you said both of them were ratchet. They're in the same category. So I'm saying, before you decided to have children, you know, with him.
Let me tell you. You know why I'm so happy that I can freely talk about this? Because that's when you really know you're over something, is because when you can just talk about it and not even care. As I later on down the line, I started catching feelings for this guy. Then, you know, that's when the corniness started to come out. And I'm like, wait a minute. He can't be corny. So then as the days go by, I'm just really starting to realize, like, oh, my gosh, this dude is corny. So I'm like, okay. You know, I would still see him every now and then. Because, you know, you can't really stop your feelings. Like, I kind of got used to, you know, dealing with him. So one day he called me and he just started, mind you, he was just, okay, let me just finish. He called me and he just started flipping out on me for no apparent reason. I mean, to the point where my feelings was extremely hurt. So the next morning I woke up like, you know what? Forget him. Forget that nigga. Excuse my language. Let me go get my hair done. Call one of my friends. I'm going out tonight. So he called me while I was in the beauty parlor, like, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting my hair done. Oh, you never got your hair done for me? That's because we never really did nothing together. I'll call you later. I never called him back. Then he called me later on that night. Oh, I'm coming over. I said, no, you're not. I hung up my phone. Then he called me Sunday. I came home from church. Yeah, I was backsliding at the time that I was dealing with him. So I came home from church. He called me like, oh, I'm downstairs, I'm about to come up. I said, how do you know when I get home from church? So anyway, that was, you know, Friday he had dissed me. No, actually it was Thursday night. He had dissed me, said whatever he said. Friday I woke up a new woman, just like, all right, forget him. Life goes on. Sunday he came over. And he's like, oh, you're really going to stop dealing with me, da-da-da, so on and so forth. If you say no, I'm just going to leave. I said, well, then there go your boots. Bye. And then he's like, how could you do it to me, this, that, and the third, so on and so forth. But I was determined. I'm not going to continue to let this go on, because if I do that, then he's going to continue to treat me like this. I'll be like his other baby mother, calling people, you know, not knowing if I'm coming or going. I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. So he just kept talking and talking and talking. And then we did it that night. We did us that night. And after we did us, I was still determined that I still don't want to deal with this guy. But after that night, that next month,
I
didn't.
Are you doing that? I don't mean to cut you off. Are you doing that? You're making him think it's something. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, I did,
you're
right?
You're making them think of something where, okay, I still got her.
Right.
You understand? Are you doing something like that with him? It's like, you know, cause I'm telling you from a man's point of view.
Right.
So he feel like, okay, well, now, since she already knows the situation, we done did this, I feel like I could come back at any time and do what I have to do. But that's the situation you're putting him in.
That don't mean that you're supposed to get me pregnant.
That's why and you asked where the condom
right
came from. That's
know.
My point.
Exactly.
You asked where
hold
the condom came from before, and that's exactly my point.
Mm-hmm.
I think
hold
you got
me
pregnant
on
purpose.
Wait, we have another caller. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Sade, it's on you. You take over, Sade. Go ahead. You
hi,
have
what's your name?
Line.
My name is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Our topic tonight is about ratchetness, ratchet baby mamas.
Oh, wow.
Females in general, were you listening?
No, I heard a little bit of it. I heard a little bit. I've never had to deal with the baby mama drama. However, I am a parent and I think I would. I know I'm not ratchet, but I think they might consider me a ratchet baby mama because I will definitely be paying attention to every single little thing that the baby daddy and his you know next what it's going to do, where they at, what they doing, you know, because I want to know who my kids are going to be around, what my kids are going to have to be around. So I know that I'm going to be considered that. But, you know, really, I'm just a concerned mother. And I know the type that he would probably find. So I'm going to be a horrible baby mama. I know that.
Wouldn't consider that. If you're being concerned, that's not being ratchet. That's just wanting to know who your child is around. But if you know, no. Listen, if you just, you know, calling and you're interfering in him and his other females and what they're doing, and now you're crossing the line. Now you're stepping over into ratchetness, you know.
Right.
Him and his personal life, that has nothing to do with you. But if your son's involved, as far as, you know, okay, I'm coming to get little man, and if there's a female, as for, like, my situation, his kid's mom is harassing me, calling me, talking about my son. No, I will not ever allow my child to go over there and be a part of that. No. But if you're just, you know, dating with someone and you're doing you with them and we're not together anymore, that's not my place to...
Why are you dealing with her? The personal issues, you know, what they have going on personal, that's totally different. But I definitely, you know, in the beginning, would like to know what type of person, you know, she is, what she does for a living, all that stuff. I want to know it all. So that I know why she's going to be around. But as far as their personal life, that's their life.
So what if she stay home then?
Huh?
So what if she stay home for a living?
You just said
you want to know what she do for a living. What if she just stay home?
She might be, well, that's fine.
So she can watch your child.
You know what? As long as she's responsible and respectable, I'm fine with that. But I like to know, you know, if she stays at home and she got the money, you know, as long as she's not taking from his pockets what he's supposed to give toward my kids, you can stay at home.
Right.
I'm good with that. Oh, yeah.
Well, just got to get the job done by any means necessary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And again, we're going to respect everybody's boundaries here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we're not dealing with those type of people nowadays.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, because the ratchetness is at such an all-time high.
You got these
unnecessary battles going on. You know, really unnecessary. It's a waste of time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, not for some of these people.
My time is precious.
What would y'all do if y'all was in Sade's situation?
He would be checked. Number one, he would have even before he even get to her, he would have to be checked.
You
understand? Because he has to grab the bull by the horns and, like, listen.
Girl, I'm all checked the hell out.
Wow. Oh, gosh. I think you need to totally disconnect yourself from him.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I said earlier.
Leave them both the hell alone.
Yeah, disconnect yourself from him.
Well,
period.
No one's
like,
not
listen.
Even dealing with her. I mean, she's trying to make herself relevant, you know, so...
That's a tough situation because, again, that situation would have been, she wouldn't have been calling me no more.
Girl, you better pray harder.
Like, listen, because we not about to do this. I don't deal with y'all. I don't bother y'all, and it's not gonna happen. Y'all gonna leave me alone.
That for 5 years.
That doesn't necessarily mean it's gonna stop. When you tell somebody that means they know they're getting aggravated.
Yeah.
Once they push that button and they know they can push it, they're gonna keep pushing it.
That's why I said before, you can only control what you do. You can only control yourself.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
What nobody else does. That's why, like, you know what, I'm not even going to get out of character with her because I already know what she's looking for.
No, I'm not, but you know what?
I'm looking for that. I did. I'm sorry. Ain't nobody going to be playing on my phone.
No.
6 months, that's way too long. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. You're not going to call my phone.
I'm already out of it. Thanks a lot, Rich.
All right.
And ladies, thanks a lot, ladies, for calling and putting your input.
All right.
All right, Rich.
Sade. All right. Sade Ashibor, Dodgers. All right. Coming up next, we have up-and-coming group APE. They will be in the building, and we're going to play their smashing single, Clap for a Stack. And after them, we have Tanea Jackson, and we're going to play her single, Naughty Girl and Spotlight. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Shame.
She knows he's all I ever wanted, but I want it. in the house. All the mommies in the house. Where the ladies at? Where the ladies at? All the mommies in the house.
Put your hands in the air.
Where the ladies at? Where the ladies at? All the mommies in the house. All the mommies in the house.
Right, Don E. Beaver, welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have APE, After Party Entertainment. Fellas, welcome to the palace. What's going on, fellas? Y'all there?
Yeah, man.
Oh, all right. Just making sure y'all there. Yeah, I want to just thank y'all for coming on. I know y'all doing big things right now and everything. Introduce yourself to the audience. Lines on fire.
Yo, this is the professional right here.
Yo, this is your boy, that dude.
This is your boy, CP, the prophet. What's up?
All right. Now, let me ask y'all. How did y'all meet up and how did y'all come up with the name?
Oh, the name came, it's called After Party Entertainment. That's what the APE stands for. And I just ended up just wanting to create a good name for a music project, basically, with a record label, actually, to a group. And everybody says the After Party is always better than the regular party. So that's how I came up with After Party Entertainment.
Okay. Now, who was that we would just speak that just spoke?
This is a professional.
All right, the professional. Now, how did you come up with your name?
I came up with my name because a lot of people say that my style is very professional. I like to use a lot of different words. I love vocabulary. I love the source. I just love words in general. So I like to use that to strengthen my style, my flow.
Okay. Now, who else do we have? Say your name again, because I know some of y'all was kind of low. The other two were kind of low. I didn't catch your name. So we got the professional.
This is that dude.
Say it again.
That dude.
That dude. All right. How did you come up with your name?
I came up with my name. I was kind of cocky with it. I felt like there's nobody but me. I'm just that guy. So I felt like I ain't like that guy too much. So I was like, I'm going to be that dude.
Oh, okay. Now, who else you have on the line?
Yo, what up? This is TP the Prophecy right here.
Okay, how you came up with your name?
Man, I figured, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when people think of the prophecy, they always think of the future. And I feel like I am the future of music. I am the future of everything that I do. APE is the future.
Now, okay. Now, let me ask y'all. I just want to ask y'all, then we're going to go a little further. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I need to ask y'all each in general questions, you know what I mean? What's the best thing you like about being in the group?
Well, the best thing to me, this is a professional speaking. You said best thing being in the group?
Yeah.
It's the creativity, it's the energy, it's the bond. I mean, you know, the representation of that is shown, like, you know, Naughty by Nature, Wu-Tang Clan, you know, it's just that energy, that vibe that when you on stage, and it brings what you're doing. Right? All of us have individual styles, but we bring them together and create like phoenix. And it's just something that we just enjoy every second of it. You know, I love being on stage with these guys. I wouldn't change it and have it any other way.
Professional, you like breaking up a little stuff. Like sound.
Oh,
like
can you hear me? I'm talking about that.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you better now.
Oh, I
okay.
Can you hear anything? Sure.
You was like, you sound like you were swimming.
Oh.
You was going like, yeah.
Oh, that's good. I said it's just like, you know, it's the energy, it's the bond, it's just the whole thing about being on stage, it's the brotherhood that you build, you know what I'm saying? Like Wu-Tang and Fuji and, you know, Naughty by Nature, it's that, you know, and Outkast, it's just that energy that you have and that bond that you build, like a brotherhood. And I mean, when we get on stage, it's like a phoenix, you know what I'm saying? And it's that energy that we have, that chemistry that you build. So I wouldn't want to be on stage with any other
two guys, but these two guys, and it's awesome.
Okay. Now, the dude, let me ask you, how long did y'all know each other performing this group? Was it like New Orleans? How did y'all all meet up?
Well, I know the Prophecy and the Professional known each other for about 8 years, and I came in the thing. I've been knowing these guys for about 2.5 years now, and ever since we met each other, man, it's just been a energy, just been a bond, and we've been rocking ever since.
Oh, okay. Now, I can't remember the last one. Who else is it?
The Prophecy.
The Prophecy. Okay, now let me ask you. Out of every group, I'm putting you on the spot right now, Foxy. Out of every group, you have a loud one, you have a quiet one, you have a moody one. Which one is which?
you said you have a loud one, a quiet one, and which one?
The moody one.
Okay, well, I would say I'm the quiet one. The loud one would be the professional, but he's also kind of moody also. So I mean, like, that dude is like he's just chill.
Okay. Now, I did see something with Summer Jam. Did y'all perform at Summer Jam?
Yeah, we did.
Okay,
we did a little freestyle. We wasn't on the big stage.
It don't matter. You was there. That's the main thing. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I just didn't want to give it. I don't want to represent something and say we did something that we didn't do.
Yeah, but you know, it's a start towards everything. You know what I mean?
Y'all doing
big things. Now, I know y'all did, y'all performed in Philly, D.C., Atlanta, numerous venues in VA. Well, what was that experience like?
Can you repeat that for me?
I said, I know y'all performed in Virginia, D.C., Philly, New York City, Atlanta, and numerous venues in VA. What was that experience like?
Man, the experience was great. Actually, like, I love performing in different cities, because each city is a different vibe, you know? Especially New York and Atlanta, and where we from VA, it's like, the love we get is just so overwhelming.
Now, your first mixtape was Rise of the Apes, right?
Yes,
tell
sir.
Tell us a little bit something about that mixtape.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Tell us a little something about that mixtape.
Well, I mean, like, we came up with the whole name, you know what I'm saying? Because, of course, we APE, and we just felt like it's our time to rise on the scene, so that's how we got the name. And the tracks that we came up with was, like, it was just, like, the whole experience was just amazing, because it was just, like, as soon as we heard the beat, we already knew what kind of track it was going to be, if it was going to be a club banger, if it was going to be an ass shaker, if it was going to be a get money song, or, you know what I'm saying, something like that. But, like, the whole process was nothing. It was easy.
Now, who came up with the title for that?
I did. It's a professional, but it kind of, we had to agree on it collectively, you know, and they were, like, filling it, because it's like, you know, we coming up, we trying to show, you know, who we are. So, you know, we kind of made it cinematic. Had little sequences in there and things like that, which kind of made it more epic than it just an average mixtape.
Okay. Well, what I want to do right now, I want to get into your first single, Clap for a Stack. Tell us about that. Who composed it? Who produced it? Who organized it? Came up with the title?
My boy Rilla Fresh, producer out of VA, but we got a lot of crazy producers out here. He produced the joint. I came up with the little the title and everything. Man, when we heard the beat, though, we was like, yo, this song right here is going to be bananas, man. It's been fire in the streets ever since. Like, they won't let us do nothing without that song. Every time we get to hit stage, they want to perform that song.
Okay. So we're gonna get into that right now. Matter of fact, Prophecy, since you still got, because you kind of quiet back there, I'm going to let you introduce this single.
I got you, man. There ain't no problem. What's up? This is the Prophecy from APE, and this is our hot new single, Clap for a Stack. Check it out.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Come on and clap for a stack, ma. Clap for a stack, girl. Clap for a stack. Clap for a stack, girl. Doing what you're doing. Got everybody look. Bring it over here, girl. I just wanna see ya. Clap for a stack, ma. Clap for a stack, girl. Clap for a stack. Clap for a stack, girl. Doing what you're doing. Got everybody look. Bring it over here, girl. I just wanna see ya.
Make it clap for me, mommy, like a round of applause. T-T-T-Rex, the pussy, leave it down, no star. The way she made it clap is like I put on the show. I call her Butterfinger, stop, stop, drop this to the floor. I think she was a hustler, the way she started grinding. I think she was Jamaican, the way she dirty winding. Look, no hands like that song by Roscoe Dashel. Fuck your face, just bend that waist, let me see that ass. Who's trying to get naughty? Where them girls at? Come roll with after party. Where my dogs at? It's showtime, man. They yelling bravo so they can clap again.
Come on and clap for a stack, ma. Clap for a stack, girl. Clap for a stack. Clap for a stack, girl. Doing what you doing. Got everybody look. Bring it over here, girl. I just wanna see ya. Clap for a stack, ma. Clap for a stack, girl. Clap for a stack. Clap for a stack, girl. Doing what you doing. Got everybody look. Bring it over here, girl. I just wanna see ya. Bent over vibrating it. Back me to the wall and now she grinding on me, shaking it. Man, I just can't take it. Mama got me about to lose it. You say you want this money, baby. Come and prove it. Let me see something. Mad girls in this club. Show me who you better than. We can have a late show tonight. David Letterman. The record said, who gon' make it clap? They gon' get a stack. So, matter of fact, you know what to do. Mama, bring it back. And she in position. My hands is on her hips. Wish she finished twerking. Shawty got come on and clap for a stack, ma. Clap for a stack, girl. Clap for a stack. Clap for a stack, girl. Doing what you doing. Got everybody look. Bring it over here, girl. I just wanna see ya. Clap for a stack, ma. Clap for a stack, girl. Clap for a stack. Clap for a stack, girl. Doing what you doing. Got everybody look. Bring it over here, girl. I just wanna see ya.
I got a booty obsession, girl. So I like your shape. $1 million preference. How much can you take? No escape from my dough when the stacks are involved. What we do is beyond balling. Our games involved. Yo, do this shit. Stick it in thick. Take over King. She knows I'm sick and sick. Hey, girl, so wild for me. Little hot on the ground, call the pedigree. Cowgirl riding, no ecstasy. But you probably getting the best of me. Yeah, get a raid after and before my prime. Get it in, girl. It's about that time.
Clap for a stack, ma. Clap for a stack, girl. Clap for a stack. Clap for a stack, girl. Doing what you doing. Got everybody look. Bring it over here, girl. I just wanna see ya. Clap for a stack, ma. Clap for a stack, girl. Clap for a stack. Clap for a stack, girl. Doing what you doing. Got everybody look. Bring it over here, girl. I just wanna see ya. Clap for a stack, ma. Clap for a stack, girl. Clap for a stack. Clap for a stack, girl. Doing what you doing. Got everybody look. Bring it over here, girl. I just wanna see ya. Clap for a stack, ma. Clap for a stack, girl. Clap for a stack. Clap for a stack, girl. Doing what you doing. Got everybody look. Bring it over here, girl. I just wanna see ya.
I'm feeling that right there. That's definitely a club banger. Who came up with the idea?
Oh, this your boy, dude. I came over there. I first heard the beat and everything, and I brought the ideas to the boys, and they was rocking with it. So we went to the studio next couple of days and bung it out.
Now, let me ask you. I know when you're a group, you got to collaborate. How's your collaboration with each other? Each one write, each second verse somewhere else, or do y'all all get together and y'all write verse at a time?
Oh yeah, we just take our time and basically, you know, we work together, we meet up, you know, so we have meetings. I mean, it's kind of like a football team, you know. We practice, we go over things, both plays and all other stuff. So when it's time for the big game, we do what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? It can, you know, make magic happen and the songs come out magical.
Okay. Now this question is for each one of y'all. Now I want y'all to answer everybody. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you go on the stage? Especially you can answer, then the dude, then the pop can answer.
Okay. Be honest with you, just fun. Like it's something I was born to do. And every time they hand me the mic, it's just I don't know. It just my mind goes from me being, you know, not being a regular person to actually living and being professional, kind of like, you know, an actor in a movie. And it's just like you forget who you are and you become who you're supposed to be in that specific role. And that's basically what happened.
Okay, dude,
yeah. Yeah, this your boy, dude. Yeah, just the crowd, man. Like, ever since I was little, because I played ball and everything, it's like I always performed in, like, with bigger crowds. So it's like when I see that crowd, it's just like energy all the time, energy. So when I see it, it's like, yo, I'm ready to go.
Okay, Foxy Guy, you can answer.
Man, to be truthful, like, not in a bad way, but like my mind was like I don't feel fear. I don't see nobody. We just go out there and we just kill. That's just how I feel personally.
Okay. Any of y'all ever came to the point of throwing on a dark shade and, like, you know, like stage fright or anything? So you throw on a dark shade, close your eyes so you don't know if somebody is. Any of y'all ever come to that point?
I mean, I wear dark shades, but it's not because of the crowd or anything like that. I just like the dark shade.
Yeah, I've never been actually afraid of the crowd. It's like, I kind of embrace it. It's like, it is what it is, you know.
And it's professional. If I wanted to be afraid, I couldn't, because destiny would allow me to, because it's something I'm going to do. So, I mean, it's not a fear that you're just, it's just natural for you. It's something that you know how to do.
Now, let me ask y'all, what age limit are y'all trying to attract with your music?
It's not even... Music overall, it's not that we're trying to certain songs or target certain age brackets. Like, we have songs that older people can relate to. We have songs that younger people can relate to. We have songs that all of genre can relate to. So it's not our music in general is it targets all different types of age brackets depending on what song you're playing.
Okay, good answer. Now, Rise of the Apes was your first mix CD. Do y'all have another one coming out? Is it out already?
Yeah, actually, Rise of the Apes, shout out to everybody who was a part of that, with over 11,000 downloads on that piff. New Era is the second mixtape that's coming soon. It's in the works right now. It's getting mixed down and mastered as we speak. Crazy bangers up there. So we just looking for this one to trump the last one.
Okay, so what would actually be the difference from Rise of the Apes to New Era? What do you see as the difference? I would like the prophecy to answer that question. What would you see as the difference between those two mixtapes?
The difference I see in the two mixtapes is if you actually listen to Rise of the Apes, like, the whole thing is high energy. Almost every track has high energy on it. But when you get a chance to listen to New Era, it sounds like an actual album. It has the love songs, the stuff that targets the ladies, stuff that targets the guys, the club, everything. It sounds like an actual well put together album.
Okay, dude, I would like for each one of y'all to answer this question. Matter of fact, dude, let me ask you. If y'all had the chance to perform with any artist, who would it be? Because I don't know if all y'all would like to perform with the same artist, but if you had a chance to perform with any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why? I want each one of y'all to answer that question.
Well, it's funny because we just answered the same question for Hype Magazine. Everybody go get Hype Magazine issue 79 with us on that. But yeah, I would say Drake,
not only because to me, I feel like he's the best artist out there, but even when I watch him perform, everything he does to me is just, it's great because he's an all-around artist, you know what I'm saying? He's just not a rapper or entertainer. Like, he does everything, and I admire that.
Just professional. For me, I would have to say Nas because he's one of my biggest inspirations. I was actually the first person, hard to believe, that the first person I actually ever heard hip-hop. Because my mom was a very strict person when it came to music. So when I got a lot older, the first person I actually ever heard rap, hip-hop, was Nas. And he's one of my biggest inspirations. So.
Well, this process right here, and I would have to say the first people I like to perform with is Fab, because that's just my favorite artist. I'm, you know, that dude thinks Drake is the best. Me, personally, think Fab is the best. Like, I think Fab is the best. And I just don't think he gets enough credit for what he does. Like, I just think he's a good artist.
Now, I know ATE, y'all was starting up as a record label, am I right?
Yeah, that's correct. It started off like that. I had a lot of people. It was a lot of people. I had at least 20, 22 people and everything like that. But it's just a lot of confusion, miscommunication. People dedicated. People had their own agendas, their own motives. And it just fanned out a lot of different people over the years. We went through a lot of transactions, a lot of just evolution, and then turned it into a music group, which is us three. We are the most dedicated and most elite. We try to do what we need to do.
But the label will be back, though. That's what we're trying to accomplish after establishing the music group with us three.
Okay. Now, y'all was recently invited to the Jack of Spades concert. Tell us about that.
Man, Jack of Spades is one of the craziest DJs out here in VA, man. He did a lot of shows, but has even been there. It's just a blessing, man. But it's crazy, though, man. Jack of Spades, shout out to him, man. VA, stand up.
Okay. Now, in three words, describe ATE.
In three words, describe APE. Fun. Phenomenal. And entertaining.
Okay. I like that. Now, let's talk about G-Shock.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about that single.
Oh, G-Shock was just, we wanted to come up with something. We were just talking about, you know, clothes, shoes, and other stuff. You know, Nelly had the Air Force on, the grills, and we were just like, we wanted to talk about something that was different, that people wore a lot, that wasn't nobody actually really even discussing or even talking about. And a lot of people just wore a lot of G-Shocks, like we've seen it, and it was just very popular. The style was, you know, very remarkable, so we was just like, you know what? Let's talk about G-Shocks. Ain't nobody really, you know, touching that field. And we ended up just coming up with that. We all had our input in it, and that dude came up with, you know, the foundation for it. We just ended up building up everything else in order for it to come out to the format that it is now, something that's dynamic for everybody to enjoy.
Now, I asked y'all, what's the worst thing y'all like about being in the group? I mean, the best thing y'all like about being in the group. What's the worst thing? Then we're going to get into your single, but what's the worst thing about being in a group?
This is boy, dude. I would say the worst thing, I wouldn't say ego, but it's like when we hit the studio, man, there's so much passion in what we do. We just want everything to be perfect. Like, of course, everybody ain't going to like everything, but we try to force our opinions on other people and it's just about a clash. And at the end of the day, we all family and we make it do what it do.
Okay. Professional?
You said the worst thing?
Yeah.
I guess it's more because we have to agree on a lot of stuff. Like, it's like, you know, hey, we're going to do this, so we didn't agree on that. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's just more to make sure that everybody's on the same page. And just because I might like, oh, man, that beat's hot. And they like, oh, that sucks. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't a group thing, you know, that's only, I'd say that's the worst thing about being in the group.
Process?
I feel like sometimes it's just the attitude. Maybe somebody had a bad day and the other two people, you know what I'm saying, we trying to cheer them up, but he just ain't trying to have that. So I just feel like sometimes it's just the attitudes.
Okay. Now, dude, let me ask you. Are y'all looking for something major, something independent, or it really don't matter?
Man, right now, we just rocking by ourselves, man. Like, really, we ain't out there trying to make nobody sign us or nothing, you know what I'm saying? We want them to come to us. So, I mean, we going to do what we do, and when the opportunity comes knocking, then we'll see what's up.
Okay. Now, you know they got the iTunes out where you can buy the music, but they also got a record label. Do y'all feel the iTunes where the artists get the music and download their own music is better than being involved with a record label?
I'd say it's 50-50. I mean, because just like anything, everything has its advantages and disadvantages. I mean, I feel like, I mean, me personally, overall, I mean, you know, being with a record label has its advantages, disadvantages. It would, you know, it would be an asset because they have a lot of resources that we don't have. And then at the same point in time, you can focus on your music, you know, along with them already having booking agents and publicists and all this other stuff already set, you know, for you. The only thing you got to focus on is music. With the other thing dealing with iTunes, though, is see, when you're more independent, there's a lot more, you know, at stake, and there's a lot more things that you have to do. You're not signed. So it's like if you don't do anything, nothing's going to happen. There's a grind that is involved, and it's money and other, you know, it's a lot of economic, you know, issues dealing with that. So, you know, overall, it has its advantages and disadvantages. I feel like if we took any one of them, it would be an asset for us.
Okay. Now, y'all was recently placed in third place out of a 25 contestants in the Top Mics competition. Do y'all feel like y'all would have did something different to replace y'all from third to first if it came down to it?
We feel like third place is, at least we're in the top three, but we're always going for one no matter what. We're always going for number one.
Okay. All right. So what I want to do right now, I want to get into y'all single G-Shocks. Who produced that track?
Our boy Rilla Fresh produced it, the same one who produced the Clapboard Stack track.
This song is crazy, man. Like, truthfully, I think G-Shock might be better than Clapboard Stack, but, I mean, I don't know. We'll let y'all speak for yourself.
All right, we're going to let you hear. We're going to go to it right now. All right, Dons and Divas, here's another banger by APE, After Party Entertainment. Remember where you heard it, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Hey, cool. We stepping out looking top notch, pockets filled with money knots. Yeah, I see you looking at my watch. What it is, that G-Shock. Red, white, blue, green, it don't matter the color. G-Shock on my wrist, and we do it like no other. G-Shock, yeah, we do it like no other.
G-Shock, color match my gear. G-Shock, color match my gear.
Red, white, blue, green, it don't matter the color. G-Shock on my wrist, and we do it like no other.
A breathing icon, and the watch rocks glow like my name's Tron. Time is of the essence, and I'm freaking her. Persian, Italian, seats, and master purse. I got Pentagon money, so I'm in good shape. Ruler of the jungle, yeah, I'm talking APE. You got the rollie with a G-Shock to half a meal. Taking over the universe, I know how that feels. You make it rain, we make a nuclear holocaust. Slinging these shocks, Peter Parker floss. You copycats ain't got nothing on his saber tooth. Ever Bentley spinning doors on the razor coupe. The G is for greatness, shocking like a thunderbolt. Mahogany Versace suits, well, in the cloak. It's the best lyrical human ever made. Many diamonds in the G-Shock, you know I'm paid.
Red, white, blue, green, it don't matter the color. G-Shock on my wrist, and we do it.
a G-Shock. Sex these bras, hit G-Spots. You soft DG, you not. I'll show you how G's rock. All different color, no primary. Stun is what I do daily. I slaughter niggas like Slim Shady. Niggas got that cannon, Mariah Carey. You don't get no play. You play with yourself, solitary. Jim Carrey, my niggas got them masks on. If you ever try to jump bad, boy. And you know I go hammer like the Thor movie. I rock it, then she rolling over. Bon Jovi, the G-Shock go with anything I got on. Didn't have to make a band and get these bands trombone. Flow out of this world, so I guess it's time to phone home. Money's nothing, get it by the layer like the ozone. I'm grown with mine, you niggas need Similac. And yeah, I get the milk and cookies, Bernie Mac. So when I hit the mall, catch me where the watch is at. G-Shock is on my wrist and I'm the king of that.
Red, white, blue, green, it don't matter the color. G-Shock on my wrist and we do it like no other.
G-Shock,
yeah, we do it like no other.
G-Shock, color match my gear. G-Shock, color match my gear.
Red, white, blue, green, it don't matter the color. G-Shock on my wrist and we do it like no other.
G-Shock,
yeah, we do it like no other.
G-Shock, color match my gear.
That mule, I'm too cool for, but electrified with that shotgun. Eskimos too cooler. I'm flavor with that clock on. My wrist has a lesbian with studs all on my G-Shot. Now I got these niggas looking at us with a call on wristwatch. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Hello, Mr. Nice Watch. It's a cold world thanks to this shock I call an icebox. We ain't playing Twister, but I'm about to put you on the spot. You see the colors loud in your shot like the White Sox. You talking to the guy.
Name out there, doing more shows, getting our buzz up, and promoting these tracks. Clap for a Stack, G-Shot, hopefully two other tracks are making, and boom. We got two other big tracks that we're trying to get out there, trying to, you know, make our name so when New Era come out, it'll got, you know, it'll have more, a lot more buzz, a lot more strength, and we can do a lot more, you know, hopefully opening up some shows, hopefully, you know, getting some paid shows, you know, doing major things. Shout out to our publicist, by the way.
Okay. Now, a lot of people say rap is totally different now. What makes AP different from all the rappers that's out there now?
It's like, now I think it's two different categories in music now. My opinion is A, lyricist, and B, songmaker. So I think with APE, we got both. And I feel like we can make songs, and we all got bars. So I feel like that will make us different.
So, now, do y'all have any videos out for your songs right now on YouTube or anything?
Yeah, man, we got Clap for a Stack out on YouTube, and the video is on HypeMagazine.com. Go check it out. Over 6,000 views.
Okay. So, let me ask y'all. If it came down to the fact of not doing the music, what's each one of y'all, what other aspect do y'all have? Are you looking into acting? Are you looking into directing?
Well, I'm going to keep this short because, this is professional. APE was just a small stepping stone to something a lot bigger. There's other things that I do have and that I do. I'm not even going to explain it all. It's a lot. Like, just a preview, I do act, I direct, I write movies, TV shows, poems, comic books. It's so much I couldn't even really explain to you. So music is just a door opener. But I'm a person that my determination, it won't allow me not to do anything else. So, I mean, music is something I love doing. That's something we love doing. And I refuse to give up, and I'm not allowing them to give up. Because I just want to, looking back 10 years from now, and it's something that we could have did, and, we didn't do. And I'm not putting any child of mine to go after a dream if I didn't go after mine.
Okay, dude.
Yeah, well, I mentioned before all this, I was playing ball. Actually, I had a scholarship, so I had to leave that due to some medical issues. But other than that, I feel like if it wasn't for music, I'd try to be a coach or something. Definitely, I would look into acting. I believe I'm talented in a lot of ways, so I would definitely find something to do.
I probably would have went to school or something. Like, I like psychology a lot, and I actually don't mind going to school. I like learning new things, and I know I'm very talented. I can draw real well. Like, if you look at my logo, I can do that. I do a couple other things for other people's clothing lines in my area. So I think I would have been well off. I'm good.
But it's APE for life, though, so that's what we're doing. Music all day.
Okay, so now, how do you balance it out? How do your family feel about, traveling here, traveling there? How do y'all balance the situations out?
We travel. I mean, our family is understanding. There's so certain aspects that are missing that they're like, what about this? What about that? This, that, and the third. I mean, of course, people are going to understand. But at the same point in time, I mean, they still support us. They still love us. We still do what we got to do. And it's complicated, but we still make it happen.
And, it's kind of hard because, we all have actual 9-to-5 jobs. So it's like sometimes we even risk of losing our job to go do a show in New York one day. Then we got to rush all the way back to Virginia, the very same night and get back to work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. See, that was my point of asking, because as I said, y'all did a lot of shows, D.C., Philly, NY, Atlanta, VA. Now, this question is for each one of y'all individually. Do you consider yourself an MC or a rapper?
I consider myself as an MC because anybody can rap. Anybody can throw a few words that rhyme together and call it a rap. Not everybody can actual MC.
This dude, I feel the same way. I mean, just like the prophecy you said, I mean, anybody come out here and say anything, in the past, anything rhymes, you know what I'm saying? But with me, I really don't even need that for real. But it makes it better. It makes it better with the pen and pad. But I mean, I just feel like it is what it is. I'm in.
And it's a professional. Yes. I am 100% born-bred MC, and I mean, it stemmed from actually me doing poetry. I feel like that's where a lot of, that's where Tupac started from, poetry going into the actual, MCing and rapping and everything like that. So I feel like being an MC is just for somebody, who loves words, who loves to tell their story and to make it epic, to make it, outstanding. And that's exactly what I do and strive to do on every song, on every album, and on every performance.
Okay. I definitely feel you on that. Now, do y'all have any up and coming shows coming up now?
Yeah, we got a show on the 12th up in Brooklyn. We're performing for we got to get the information. We shouldn't forget. We got so much stuff going on. We can't. But we do have a show going on in Brooklyn though.
Now, I see APE Objects is to secure a major label distribution deal. Right?
Yeah.
Now, what would be your step if you could, if you achieve that?
If we achieve that?
If you achieve that distribution deal, what would be the next step?
The next step, man, is just reaching out. It's like the... Once we get that distribution for everybody, we can touch bases with everybody. Everybody get to hear everything, man. I feel like everything was just falling into place. I mean, truthfully, my opinion, I feel like if it gets in the right hands, the right person hear it. If everybody gets to hear it, it's like, man, everybody will fall in love with APE.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it will. Oh, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you were going to say something. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, that was, you know, I agree with Duke. I mean, you know what I'm saying, we just go to the next step, and, you know, hopefully, you know, Lord's willing, either get them signed or, you know, independent things going on, getting paid shows, opening up with some major people, you know, like Young Jeezy or, you know, Busta Rhymes, something like that, and, you know, showing our talents and making it happen, marketing ourselves in the correct manner.
Okay. So now, after the G-Shock and everything, what's the next single that y'all got coming up? Will we get the exclusive? Will we know what's going on? You know, finishing. You know, and I would like for each one of y'all, if it's not a problem, individually, to kick me at least 8 or 16 bars.
Okay, so do you want, okay. I'm going to do the 16, but do, you want to know what the next single is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The next single is amazing. It's called Amazing, and it was produced by S-Type, hot producer out of VA, man. Like, his whole style is just crazy. He makes hip hop with like a little bit of techno. When y'all heard his track, it's bananas. Like, it's, I'm telling you, this is gonna be our best single yet.
Now, before y'all kick your balls, I want to ask y'all. Are y'all willing to collaborate with people, or is it just going to be APE? Are y'all willing to just, like, if somebody contact y'all, are you willing to collaborate with them?
Oh, no. Look, we on our first mixtape, we got three collabos on one of the hottest tracks on three of the hottest tracks on the mixtape. 100 Deep, we got Show Flacco. On Bankroll, we got Young Pella. And on this hot ass track called Woo, we got our boy Click the Great. Shout out Click the Great, Pella, and Flacco, man.
Okay. Well, you know, I want y'all to kick a little something, each one individual.
I got you, man. Look, this is the prophecy right here. Listen up. I tell them fall back like they passed out. I keep a chick big tits and the ass out. She wanna rock and roll, I wanna smash mouth. Pimp the down, ring the bell, baby, class out. They on QT, life so tranquil. I spit crack, more fiends than pain pills. I'm the cure, even if y'all was ill. Your shorty queen B, my bitch is buzz killing, I'm common. I poke a face and get more head than the wig, buddy. Y'all pedophiles, still getting kid cutty. That's why I fuck these kids. I'm not a rapist, but I'm constipated. I don't take shit. So hot, yet the flow so cold, dog. I tell them suck it like X-Pac and Road Dog. The ice stunning, which mean the rock stone cold. Bitch, I'm off the hook, these other cats on hold.
Okay. But you know, I have all types of listeners listening in right now, but go ahead.
Yo, this is your boy Dude right here. But tight. Bad news, Hampton, Virginia niggas die a lot. Either you dead over money, dead over twat. They got heaters for the ones who thinking that they hot, and bangers for the ones who's claiming it but really not. A better life's a motivation, I would never stop. I knew I had to move my grandma once I heard them shot. And yeah, stay scheming, not trying to get got. And no, I'm not homeless, so I'm not trying to be in no box. The rock bottles on the floor from the house party. But the kid don't play, so don't try it, homie. These niggas steady mugging, cause they see the loot. And groupies want my seeds up in them trying to be a fruit. Respect is earned, nigga. It's not given to you. And niggas need to close your blinds cause I'm seeing through you. I see your boys don't get it like a hard riddle. It's all that lying that you're doing that's the real issue. Yeah, I think they mad because I'm that dude. Or is it that I'm me and that I'm not you? Because now they say that I'm on steroids. Because when I say be packing more muscle than Ted Cruz staring at my rear view, I don't see no headlights. Yeah, I'm different. Rest of y'all are common. So that's just right. Dollar bills are making niggas change up like a zombie bite. The whole team getting banked. So it's going to be a scary night, dude.
Yeah, it's the professional right here. Are you ready?
All right.
Yo, listen closely, you incompetent has-beens. After party slaughtering niggas, assassins. This chain alone costs more than your automobile. The first to walk out of my zone, call me Neil. Continental penthouse, World War lyrics. Remarkable lifestyle, aftercare brilliance. You control like a cell what you talking for. Me, Grand Theft Auto Land, God of War. Bass in the horror, me, the order is we. Complete sabotage in your facility. What's being on top when I'm in other dimensions? More green I see now. Like night vision, autographs, suit sheets, empty bottles. Waking up butt naked beside world models. Four fingers up, chest pound master. Y'all be kings, but I'm the game's lord and master. Gone.
All right. Y'all definitely spit that fire. Ain't no question about it. Y'all definitely spit that fire.
It's fire, baby.
Thanks, man. We have a caller for y'all. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah,
how you doing?
Hi, good evening, guys. I heard you guys spitting fire. I was going to ask, before I heard you guys spit fire, what age group are you targeting with your music?
Yeah, in the beginning of the interview, we was answering that, like, I say the age group, like, professional said before, it reaches out to everybody, depends on certain songs. You know, other songs that we have for everybody to hear, some songs that for everybody to hear. I mean, we reach out to everybody. I mean, it's really for each song.
Right. Okay, well, I wanted to say continued success to all of you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Keep doing what you're doing, and I definitely will be listening out for you guys.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks.
iTunes, crap on stack.
Get it. Now, if anybody else want to speak to APE, all you got to do is press 1. My lines is on fire. But what I wanted to tell y'all before we end the segment, because... Wait, we have another caller. Let's bring them on real fast. Hold on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You have ATP on the line.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
We good.
That's good. So I've been listening to the show, and I heard Platform Stack, and I heard G-Shock. Question. Platform Stack is a good club song, like a stripper song, right?
Right, yeah. Correct.
Right. I mean, I was definitely listening to it, and I said, okay, you know, you could definitely drop it down and, you know, get some dollar bills off that one. That would definitely be a good club song. Club song in general, you know, but more for the, you know, the strip club.
That's exactly what it's made for.
I thought so. See, I'm paying attention. And G-Shock, I did like G-Shock as well. And I love the freestyle. All three, amazing. I love it. How do I go about purchasing some of your songs, though? I think I heard you guys had the first mixtape out. Well, how do I go about purchasing?
Oh, well, if you want the mixtape, go to datpiff.com, search APE, Rise of the Eight, and you can copy it that way. We have the SoundCloud as well, APE Go Hard, Reverb Nation, APE Go Hard. Also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all that APE Go Hard. And also, Hype Magazine, issue 79, has Mindless Behavior on the cover. We also in that issue, pages 14 and 15. So check us out.
All right. What's up? And what about as far as touring? Are you guys going to be touring? I think I heard you guys were at Summer Jam, but are you going to come to, like, New York and, you know, and perform, or?
Yeah. Actually, we go to Brooklyn on the 12th. And as far as other shows, we have to get in contact with management and our publicists and all to see what else we got coming up. But as of right now, that's what we know. But future dates, you can also, like I said, go to our Facebook, APE Go Hard, and all our stuff will be up there as well, posted to let everybody know what we're doing.
And that's on Facebook, you said?
Yeah, Facebook, AP Eagle Hard, Twitter, AP Eagle Hard, and Instagram.
Okay. All right, good. Well, I wish you guys much success, and I'll definitely be following you and hopefully see you in Brooklyn.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Take care.
Right. Tell everybody about it.
All right, fellas. What I want y'all to do is, you know, give your shout-outs, get that information out one more time for me to listen, because we have some new callers that just called in. So get them all that information.
Yeah, this is a professional right here. You know what I'm saying? Shout-outs to our publicists, Kevin, our co-publicists, Joy, our stylist, Ms. Kim, Nima, you know what I'm saying? And basically, you can follow us on APE Go Hard on Facebook, APE Go Hard Instagram, APE Go Hard on Twitter. And our website is coming soon. That dude said, we are on that pimp. You know what I'm saying? You just rise the APE. And we are working on our Facebook page coming up. So you can follow us on that. We'll give you information about our website coming up, and you can just find out everything from us. All right,
fellas. I want to thank y'all for joining us. We do mixtapes and all that, and we send them out to Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, Staten Island.
Okay.
Y'all be putting a magazine as well, DQ College Magazine, you know.
Okay.
If you got any exclusives, send that to us as well. I'm going to have my team look y'all up on Facebook and everything so y'all can see exactly what DQ College is and what it's about. Y'all can look us up and do the homework on it so you know we get serious with our team as well.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. No doubt. Send us those exclusives so we can rotate them, because we have 8 different episodes a week with 11 different notes. All right.
You would definitely get that exclusive, though. Definitely get that exclusive.
Gotcha.
Oh, my man. All right. Good looking, fellas. APE, Dons and Divas, After Party Entertainment. They coming hard, so look out for them.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
For sure. All right, Dons and Divas. Coming up next, Tanae Jackson. I think I said her name right. Don't be upset with me if I didn't. I believe I said her name right. But we getting in touch with her to see if she come on. You know, the weather is bad right now, so we trying to get in touch with her because she's coming up next. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Spirit of Marilyn calling me audibly, bawling. She said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her underneath my comforter. And she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her. Took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her. Yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her. I ain't trying to be that. They just want to see that. But I got him Aggie, because I win the gold like Gabby. She's just a girl and she's on fire.
care when they fear God. Take away my fear when they in the fear of God. Do you fear God? Cause I fear God. And in my backyard, that's a dear God. And that's a horse ranch. And to my core fans, keep repping me. Do it to the death of me. X in the box, cause ain't nobody checking me.
Thank you. see the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever you're near. Every time you touch me, I just melt away.
Divas. I know we had a little technical difficulty. Tanae Jackson is supposed to be calling in. We're going to play another song. You know how Rich Money does. I can't wait. So we're going to tune in. We're going to play one more song and try to get back in talk in contact with her to see if she's going to come on the line or, you know, call us in. I did speak to her earlier, so I know she's supposed to be calling in. I don't know whether she had technical difficulty or not, but we're going to play one more song. I'm going to come back, let y'all know what it is. If not, then next week we'll have a special guest on GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
Ray J, Bobby Braggins,
yeah. She might move on the rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a show love, and I don't even put in work. I hit it, 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 I hit it first. I hit it, 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 I hit it first. Going south, but now big show to go west. We deep in the building, she know that I kill him. I know that I hit it the best. Can't just live with the wine, money still on my mind. And I gave her that really bomb sex. No matter where she goes or who she knows, she still belongs to my bed. Going hard in the streets, mobbing with my homies. Sipping on good, blowing on OG. New ghost, sitting clean with the matching rollie. I did that first so everybody know me. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a show love, and I don't even put in work. I hit it, 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 I hit it first. Where we finna be? I produce the only mission with the Hennessy. Give her no dough to come, but I gave it to the leave. I bet I hit it first when I shoot to that girl virginity. First come, first service, I was playing on. But I don't wanna be a player no more. That's a lie, I'm way too fly. I let anything with ass to walk by. Yeah, you love her, yeah, you hug her and you kiss her. She don't me up, she got me face, but some whispers. She is into marriage, I be knocking sisters. And I still hear why you lonely and you miss. When I walk in the function, you already know I'm leaving with something. Girls know when I'm coming. I get your girl real proper loving. I be my move on the rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a show love, and I don't even put in words. I hit it, 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 I hit it first. I hit it, 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 I hit it first. Come back to me, girl, I know just how you do me. And if you would've come back to me, girl, I know just why you choose me. And if you would've come back to me, girl, I'll get you at jacuzzi. And if you would've come back to me, girl, we'll make another movie. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a show love, and I don't even put in words. You know I hit it, 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 I hit it first. You know I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
Welcome back to the college, and with me right now, I have Tanae Jackson. Tanae, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Hey. And how are you doing?
I'm feeling wonderful. Summer has kicked really good. What about you?
I'm okay. I can't complain. I just really want to thank you for joining us this evening. You know, I know you were a real busy woman.
Yeah,
like. I really want to thank you, you know, doing the summer jam thing and everything. But my lines is flooded. We just waiting for your call in. My lines is flooded. But what I would like you to do is let all the listeners know about you and everything. Let them know who you are. If they don't, which I'm pretty sure they do anyway, so just let them know.
Yeah, let me talk to the people. Yay!
Hello? Tanae?
Hello, can you hear me? I'm here.
Yeah, we have like a bad connection going on, but I can hear you. It's going in and out. But go ahead, let the audience know about a little something about you, baby. Let them know who you are.
Well, can you hear me, first of all?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Well, my name is Jackson. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I'm basically getting my name out there and trying to show people that I have the talent, and I'm trying to get people to appreciate what I do. and I'm an advocate for a lot of different things, like weight loss and women's rights and stuff like that.
Okay. But your main thing is your singing.
My main performing, yes.
Okay. Now, how old was you when you first started singing?
I was singing in preschool. I started singing in preschool. I remember that day my mom put me, they had a play. It was like a play that they had at the end of the year, and my mom put me on stage, and I had practiced for so many, many, many days, and I got on there and I sang, and they thought, oh, so cute. But, you know, no one really took me seriously until the fourth grade when I sang We Are Family by the Pointer Sisters. And I did belts. And my grandma and my mother were in shock because they didn't even know I could sing like that.
Okay, so you started singing at a young age. Who would you say were some of your influences on you becoming a singer? Hello?
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're going in and out right now. Yeah, we can hear
you
now.
I'm sorry. Okay. Whitney Houston, Chaka Khan, Brian McKnight I really liked. Yeah. But back then it was most, R&B was very big back in the 90s and stuff.
Now, I know your most recent single, because, you know, we pressed for time. I know your most recent single is Naughty Girl, and you have a video for Naughty Girl and everything. Tell us about that.
Well, when I
Wow, we have a real bad connection. Hello? Tanae?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm sorry,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. At one point, you go in, and then it's like a bad connection sometimes. That's why if you hear me say hello, that means you have went out for a minute, and we couldn't hear you. But tell us about Naughty Girl, because I would like to play that single.
All right, Naughty Girls was a song that I did with Full Force, Bowlegged Lou from Full Force. I remade it simply because I went to school with their little niece, and I knew them. They used to live down the street from me. So they had songs that I used to watch on television. I thought, why don't I just remake it? It'll be fun.
Okay. So we're going to get into that, because I do want the audience to the listener to hear your single and what you're wearing and let them know how exquisite your voice sound and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get into that right now, okay?
All right.
All right, Dons and Divas. Here's some fire by Tanae Jackson. Remember where you heard it, GT Palace. Love and entertainment. Butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Some guys like I know it's tough, no strings, no plugs. Or you want a nice guy, no G's, no thugs. I know you've been working hard, girl.
I know.
I promise never break your heart, girl.
Yeah.
And I've been working on a lot, girl. Make you feel special is just a part of my plot, girl. All these girls on me. I just want you on my wrist on free. Now I got you acting like a tease. Only ask one thing. Don't keep me on a leash. I mean, what is you about?
Yeah.
Got me here. I'm ready to roll out.
Uh-huh.
Like, yes, I'm ready to go out. Waiting on your love, so baby, don't hold
baby,
out.
Baby, don't let me be.
Welcome back to the palace, and we have Janae Jackson. Janae, I like that song. You got an uplifting beat and everything to it. I like that. Janae, are you there? I know we have a bad connection going on with Janae tonight. I don't know if it's the weather. Janae, if you're there, we can't hear you. I see you on the line, but we're trying to get back in touch with you. We're trying to get back in touch with Tanae. Hello, Tanae?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Hello, hello.
Now
can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes,
oh, my God. Maybe I should call you from another phone.
Well, I hear you perfectly good now.
Okay.
Well, I know the connection was, you know, kind of bad. But I was saying I like Naughty Girl, you know, that uplifting beat. Something, you know, like a club mix.
Yeah. I'm trying to remix it to a techno thing to accommodate everybody. But that's not my favorite song out of all the songs I've done.
Ah.
But if you like it, hey, whatever.
I like it.
What's up with the callers? Let me talk and say
well,
something.
Hold on.
You know I love people.
I have a caller for you right now. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right. You have Tanae Jackson on the line?
Yes. I just heard that song. I know I heard her say what her influences were, but I'm telling you, I heard some Lisa and Coke Jam.
Well, actually, that song was sung by Samantha Fox.
Uh-huh.
But you see, Lisa and Carl Jam and Samantha Fox were produced by the same people, which were Full Force.
Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, do you like it?
That sounds pretty good. You got a real nice voice.
Okay. Thank you so much. You know, I appreciate that.
Right? In the pedigree, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Do you have any questions for Tanae?
No, other than I was listening to some things that you were saying and the type of influence that you had. And I know growing up in the music industry or being around music has a great influence as well. So, but I really like what I was hearing when you said that you had some other things you were involved in, you know, weight loss and women's causes, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I'm an advocate for those things, and I'm an advocate for those things because, one, I am a woman, and number two, my weight has gone up and down, and I completely understand women who are trying to lose weight and look their best and be healthy.
That's right, and it's more important that they're healthy and looking their best and not trying to fit a mold.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in that type of industry that you're in, I know that they got this thing that they place on artists. They want you to look a certain way and have a certain look.
Yes, this is true. And I go through it every day.
I can imagine. Very good.
Yes.
All right, thank you for calling. We have another caller on the line. Hello?
Yes, hello.
We have another call on the line for you. We're going to bring them on. Hello, call, are you there?
Hi, hello, how are you? Hello?
Hello? I don't know, we've been losing
today. Yes, hello. I'm
oh,
here, I'm here. Yes, hi, what's up? Hello, am I on the air?
Yes,
you
you're
are.
On the air.
Okay, hi, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm great, and you?
I'm well, thank you. My question to you is, I know you come from a musically inclined family. Do you play an instrument yourself?
If I play instruments?
Do you play an instrument yourself?
Yes, I do. I play the keyboard, and I've tried my hand with the violin, but I'm not as good as it with the violin as I am with the piano and keyboard. And my second instrument that I could master besides the keys is my voice.
Okay. So if I was to ask you what hidden talent you have, what would it be?
My hidden talent is to heal people.
Okay. And what about the part about enjoying writing? You enjoy writing your own lyrics?
Yes, I do write my own lyrics. I enjoy writing because that's just something I've been doing for a long time. I used to write poetry all the time to express myself, and I turned it into songwriting.
Okay. Now, if you were to dabble into another music, area of music, what would it be?
It would probably be jazz. It would probably be alternative. I can do any type of music except heavy metal or hard rock music.
So how has it been for you so far in, you know, as far as in the music? How have you tried to maintain and keep your focus going on?
Well, I can't really concentrate on haters. I can't really concentrate
exactly.
on people who don't wish me well. So, and
right.
that's, I mean, haters actually drive me because once they're there to tell me I can't, I try to show that I can.
Exactly. So you got to stay positive through everything, right?
That's right.
I hear you. Well, I wish you much success ahead.
Thank you so much.
Always stay positive because that's what you got to do. Especially we sisters, we have to stay positive.
That's right. And as sisters, we have to stick together.
And not hate each other. That's exactly right. That's the only way we're going to encourage each other. There's no time to be hating on one another's success. But they do say success has enemies.
That's right, it does.
Okay, I wish you well.
Thank you, sweetheart, and you take care.
You do as well.
Hello, today we have another caller for you. I try to get the caller before I get to, you know.
No problem.
Hold on, we have another caller for you.
Okay.
Hello, caller?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Yeah.
Hi. I have two questions.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel a lot of pressure or, like, people expect more from you because of your last name, your family?
To be honest with you, people expect a lot of things from me. They expect me to give them money. They expect me to do the world of things. But I have to let them know that I am my own individual. Some people get it, some people don't. It just doesn't go through some people's heads.
Right. Wow. Okay, question number two. How do you balance our relationship and being in the industry?
Well, I was dating Royce Barrera, the model, and I was dating an NFL player, Brett Lockett. Now, as you notice, those are two people that are already in the business, in the spotlight, kind of. So a way for me to manage it is not to deal with someone who's not in the business because I can't accommodate a lover or a partner who doesn't understand what I'm doing and can't keep up with what I'm doing.
Right. Wow. Well, I would like to wish you continued success with all that you do.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And continue to be the strong lady that you are.
Oh, thank you. May God continue to bless you.
Thank you.
All right. May we have another call on the line for you. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to know, is this your first, like, album that's out, or how long have you been doing music?
I've been doing, well, when I first started, I was a dancer. I was dancing in videos. I was in Remember the Time with my uncle. I've just been putting out singles. I've been, like, doing a lot of theater shows and performing. I've never really made an album, but this will be my first shot at making a complete album.
Okay. Now, do you think that the reason you did singles was more, you know, to get the feel of it and see if you liked it, or it's just like time management?
The reason I did singles is because right now we're in a single market. With the rise of internet, you know, the music industry has lost a lot of business and money. I mean, just putting out a full-fledged album just like that doesn't work anymore. I have to put out singles, and then when I put out enough, I could, you know, consolidate them into one album to create a catalog over time.
Okay, got you. So pretty much the singles that you release, you know, already, you'll just combine them all together and make one, like, album.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And how long have you been making singles?
I've been making singles for about 2.5 years now.
Okay.
Some I threw away, some I discarded, some I decided to keep.
Okay. Now, do you think that that's easier for you, just the singles? Like, are you just trying to do the singles, you know, to get the feel of it? Like, I'm trying to, like, understand a little bit more, you know, about you. You know, because I haven't really...
I didn't hear that one. What was that?
I saw the link on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to get to the feel of, you know, your music. You know, when you're interested in buying something, you know, or supporting someone, you want to know a little bit more, you know, about them.
Okay.
So without, you know, looking at the last name, just getting to know the individual, you know, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get a feel, you know, about you.
Okay, my music is pop. It's pop infusion with a lot of different things. My lyrics are based on situation of other people and myself. I'm writing my heart. Every song that you hear, it's basically something that I've either experienced through myself or through others.
I like that. And where are the singles at that's for sale? Like, how would I go about
purchasing? iTunes, Amazon, Spotify.
Spotify. Okay. Now, are you signed right now to a record label, or are you more independent?
I am more independent. I actually have my own entertainment label called Roth Entertainment, and I started it 2 years ago. I was actually going out performing at colleges and the retirement homes. And then people in the industry started to notice me and notice my, you know, my craft, and that's when I started to stray away from that and making more singles and going out and touring.
Now, will you be coming to New York to perform?
I am in New York right now. I was performing I was performing at Summer Jam, which was in New Jersey, and I'll be leaving this summer.
Oh, okay. So you'll be leaving New York?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll definitely look you up. Now, are you on Facebook at all?
Yes, I am. You can go to www.facebook.com/TanaeJackson.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, and I wish you much success.
Thank you so much, sweetie. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, Tanae, let me ask you. It says your fourth grade teacher recognized your singing ability.
Yes, she did.
Now, how did that come about?
I was coming out of the bathroom. I went to the bathroom, and I was singing in the bathroom. I used to hide the fact that I could sing. The only people that knew were, like, close family friends that were about my age, and I think my mom, but she didn't really pay attention at the time. And I went to the bathroom one day, and I sang, and I was singing my heart out, and I walked out of the bathroom, and the teacher passed by, and she could have actually came to the bathroom to see who was singing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the next thing I know, she decided to tell the principal that she needs to put a play, and she wanted to put me as the lead because she felt I had a beautiful voice. That was actually the second time I ever had to go on stage, and I was so nervous, so nervous. But that was the time everyone really knew that I had some sort of musical talent and that I was musically inclined.
Okay. Yeah, I want to get into your single, but I want to at least ask you, you know, a few questions before I get into it, because time is sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you performed at Summer Jam. What was that experience like? Just to see the whole, you know, all those faces actually, and you up on the floor. What was that experience like?
I was very nervous before I got there. I was very, very nervous, and I said, oh, my God, I hope I make it through this performance. But then on top of that, it was hot as hell.
Wow.
And I was wearing the wrong costume for the weather, but I made it through. They loved me. They loved my dancers, and we did a great job.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Now, I know that you have a beauty as far as your name, you know, your big talent and everything. Do you feel your name has something to do with you doing your music career?
Absolutely not. Nobody gives a damn in the business about who I'm related to.
Okay.
Some people do, but the majority don't. They need to see proof, because I could be related to Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean I can save you. You understand?
Exactly.
So it's nice that they know what my heritage is, but it's like, okay, well, let's see if you can live up to it. Let's see if you have that talent. Let's see if you can do what your elders have done before you. I got to prove myself.
Exactly. That was my main focus on me answering that question. Now, how do you balance everything out? You a stylist, a video director, weight loss, you're singing. How do you balance everything out?
When I was little, I was always like a busybody. I was always doing so many different things at one time. I'm used to that. I'm used to doing, I would do my homework in front of the TV. I would still tell you what 2 + 3 was, and then I can still tell you what went on the television. I was just like that.
Well, what I want to do, because my lines is on fire, I want to get into your single, Spotlight. Tell us about
it. Oh, yes. Spotlight is a song that is originally written by me, and it is for all those people out there who have talent in any industry, in any field, who have not been recognized, who nobody would give them appreciation. So I'm saying, you know, you're in the spotlight now. I'm dancing in the spotlight. You're dancing in the spotlight. You're going to be recognized, baby. God put you on this earth to do you, and you need that recognition before you leave this earth.
Okay. All right. Now, did you do any videos or anything yet for Spotlight, or are you working on that?
I have a promo, which is on my YouTube page at 7-10-A-7. Unfortunately, the guy who has shot the video got put in jail, so I'm going to find a means to finish up that video a little later on when my schedule gets a little bit lighter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I might have somebody for you, you know, some honest things if you want to. I wish she was going on, but I want to get into your single Spotlight. All right?
No problem. Yes.
All right, Dons and Divas, here's some more fire by R&B Sensation and Nate Jackson. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's fire, baby!
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I like that one. Mm-hmm. You just literally did, like you were saying, you just literally did that one.
Yes.
Now, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you go to step into that booth?
What's the first thing that comes to my mind when I listen to that?
No, when you go to record your music in the booth, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I mean, the only thing that's on my mind is that my vocal delivery will come out right. You know, I'm concentrating on the lyrics and that everything sounds good. Because the way you sound on mic compared to when you're off of it, it's a different thing. Because you're singing through machinery, you know?
Now, who would you like to perform with? What artist you like to perform with that you haven't performed with as of yet that you feel like you would like to perform with?
I would love to perform with Bruno Mars.
Mm, okay, why's that?
He is extremely talented. I did. I was backstage with him one time at a show, and I thought that he's really good. He's a real musician. There's not a lot of real musicians out there. This guy is plays the keyboards and the piano like I do. And he knows about octaves. He knows about, you know, about different styles of music, different styles of vocal. He's a real musician. And to be a real musician at his age and, you know, to be within my age group and stuff, that's amazing. I'm only accustomed to real musicians that are older than me because the time that I'm living in right now, it's a lot of techno, a lot of machine, auto-tune, and Bruno Mars got it down.
Okay, okay. Now, I know it's said in our quote that you take after Janet, and what prospect do you feel you take after her?
I don't feel I do. I don't feel I do. Yeah. But people...
No, that's why I said I quote. So that's why...
Yeah.
You know,
I don't feel that I do. I think that... I think people may say that because they're just, you know, they see the resemblance between me and my aunt sometimes, and they see that, you know, that I move and I dance on stage a lot. So that's probably where they're making the connection. But my style is totally more feminine.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. Your style is totally different from hers. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, where it's taken after. I think your style is different, you know, the tone of your voice and your whole aspect of you doing the song is totally different from the way she does it.
Well, a lot of people say that when I sing, sometimes my songs sound like her voice, like Spotlight. I remember when a few people heard it first, a few producers, they were like, you kind of sound like Janet over there. And you don't know how mad that made me because it's like, you know, I love her, but I need to be my own person.
Exactly, because I let my 16-year-old son listen, and that's just what he said yesterday. I'm not lying to you. I was like, I don't think so. But anyway, you also have the royalties from Dashcar and the Japan of the songs and everything. Are you planning on... Go ahead.
Yes, I do have royalties coming in from Jazzcar from Japan. These were singles that I wrote some time ago earlier, and... you know, a movie picked it up in Japan, and they used it in their movie.
Now, let me ask you, if you had the chance to just do one, if you only had to do one out of the singing, the stylist, the video director, the weight loss, which one would it be and why?
Well, let's see. Styling, I like looking nice. I like makeup, hair, and clothes. And then music is my life. So if I have to choose between the two, it'd be pretty hard because I would want to look good while doing music. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's hard. But music is a therapeutic thing. It's not just, you know, a God-gifted talent. It's a therapeutic thing. It's a spiritual thing. And not everybody is spiritually inclined. Mm. I really could not pick between stylist and music.
Okay. So now let me ask you, what's the next step for today, Jackie?
The next step is to push out more videos, complete the album, bring you more shows, and, you know, do more speaking engagements to let women out there know, you know, to speak on a lot of problems that women face today, African-American women and women of all cultures. Also, I'm looking to do speaking engagements on weight loss because a lot of people have asked me, you know,
you're a thick girl, and you know, how did you lose all the weight? And I've tried everything, and I was actually amazed at some of the things that did make me lose weight and brought my health back.
Okay, because you know, we're running out of time. But what I would like for you to do is, I'd like for you to give everybody your information one more time. You know, if you have any shout outs you want to give, you could do that. Let them know where they can buy the singles. Let them know about the shows that you have coming up. Let them know everything, because my line is on fire.
All right. Well, I'll be performing in New York on the 14th and the 16th at the International New York Film Festival. I'll give you the information to give to everybody later on. You can find me on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter. My name is Tanae Jackson on Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest, and Tumblr. As far as my YouTube page, it's 7Tanae7. And as far as my Facebook, it's Tanae Jackson.
Okay. Well, Tanae, I want you to know it's been an honor having you on. You know, I'm sorry that we didn't get connected sooner. I'd rather, have you on while I have you on now than have it get cut off and be talking.
Well, hold on. Wait a minute. I got to let them know. My personal page, that's Tanae.Jackson.1 on Facebook.
Oh, okay. And I hope when you get a chance, you'll be able to, give us an exclusive or the next single and everything. We're going to be rotating Spotlight and Naughty Girl as well, because we have 8 different episodes. We're going to be rotating the songs and everything.
Thank you, my love. Thank you. Get it on iTunes.
Get it on iTunes. Look for Tanae in the GQ College magazine and everything. It's going to be on there. And like I said, once again, it was definitely an honor having you on.
Thank you, baby. I had so much fun.
But thank you. And, keep in touch. Like I said, keep in touch with everything. So, if you need anything, I have a lot of connections as well. So, if you need anything, don't hesitate to call and ask if I could do it. I got you.
No problem.
All right.
Thank you. Take care and God bless.
You too. Tanae Jackson, Johns and Davis. All right, Dawes and Deepers, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank my guests. I want to thank all the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget, GQ Palace has 8 different episodes a week, 10 different hosts. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9 with Lavina Polite, bringing you the most powerful gospel, the most powerful ministers, evangelists, pastors, elders, playing gospel music, as well as quoting scriptures of the Bible. Be there as Minister Weathersby do the opening prayer, and Minister Cheryl Miller do the ending prayer. On Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9, call in, same number, give their testimony. After Spiritual Sunday, starting this Sunday, we have Crossroad Temple with Faith Walker. Well, he'll be interviewing gospel artists. He'll be interviewing gospel artists as well. From 9 to 10 after Spiritual Sunday. On Monday, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Steph Dallas from 9 to 10 p.m. No children for that episode, please. Adults only. On Tuesday, we have GQ Palace Sports with the mayor, bring you the bigger picture, doing it how he say it, hard body karate. On Wednesdays, the mayor, 8 to 10 p.m. On Wednesdays, 7 to 9 p.m., we have the Diva Squad in the building, Rachel, Angie, and T, discussing a grown and sexy topic and playing the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B from 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. After Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, we have 4-Hour Comedy with Rockin' Chick Chick Singleton, where you do the funniest comedy, live on the radio on Wednesdays, 9 to 10, right after the Diva Squad. On Thursday, we have Reality and Relationships with KL and Tiffany Belvin, discussing what's going on in the world and discussing relationships. So if you have some problems in your relationship and you feel you want to call in, we'll speak to them on Thursday. You don't even have to say your name. Just say what's going on in your relationship, and I guarantee you they'll help you out with it. That's from 8 to 10 on Thursday. Then on Friday, right back here with Rich Money from 6 to 9 p.m. Next weekend, we have another special guest appearance coming on. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace. Love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
More Steel Records.
Come to the palace if you want to. A crew server with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. A crew server with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue,
walk from reloaded, step into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine status. Not average, Dunny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin that's pure ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turn it back to water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationships, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I answer if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I press the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, now pure glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes, I'm spoiled.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters that you curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace royalty, it's a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the gospel on that turnstile, untain it. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, birth to approve. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rhyme, survive all your lines. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, non-comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Making major moves, GQ, with colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue.